Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and systems sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups. Power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups! Do you ever want to whisk your family away on a fun and exhilarating adventure? What if we helped you make it a possibility every single week? And from the comfort of your home, car, or wherever you are. It's the Cat in the Hat Cast, a weekly podcast presented by our partners at Purina. Your pet, our passion. Fill your week with sing-alongs, laughter, and a pinch of mayhem as you spend time with the oh-so-mischievous Cat in the Hat and his cautious pal, Fish. Tune in with the whole family, including your furriest friends, because when we spend time together, the fun never ends. You'll never guess what surprises the Cat in the Hat will pull out of his hat next. Follow the Cat in the Hat Cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hey, Guy Razzie. What you reading there?
Oh, hi there, Mindy. I'm reading a book about elephants, and you'll never believe what the pages are made of.
Trees?
Nope. Try again.
Unpaid parking tickets?
No, Mindy. All of the paper in the book is made from recycled elephant dung.
Wait, what?
Recycled elephant dung.
You mean recycled poop?
Yeah, and it's really soft. Here, feel it.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. I'll just take a pass.
Oh, no need to worry. They clean the fibers from the dung really well before they use it to make the paper. See, it even smells like normal paper.
Toilet paper.
Mindy, paper made from recycled elephant dung helps to save trees. And when we save trees, we're saving the planet. And when we're saving the planet, we're saving ourselves. And when we're saving ourselves, we're saving...
I think we're going to have to save the rest of this conversation for later, Guy Raz. We've got a game show to do!
Oh, right! Places, everyone!
Start the engine!
Feed the fish!
And turn on the dishwasher in 3, 2, 1!
And now, for everyone's second favorite game show after If a Jellyfish Could Talk, Would It Want to Talk About Sting? It's 2 Whats and a Row!
It's time for another stinking round of Two Whats and a Wow!
Two Whats and a Wow!
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats! The category for today is... species feces! Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it! Wowzers, we are going to present you with 3 scientific statements about animal feces, or poop, but, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of made-up whats!
Okay, let's get started. Which of the following statements is a true scientific wow about species feces? Is it A, there's a type of caterpillar whose feces resemble the shape of a bird?
Or is it B, the methane in animal feces can be used to create electricity?
Or is it C, pink sand is made up of butterfly fish feces?
When you think you know the answer, whisper it to an expired milk carton in your refrigerator.
We're going to take a quick break to give you a chance to think, and when we come back, we'll reveal whether your wow is the winning wow.
in a while. We'll be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you. That's it. Now back to the show.
Okay, Wowzers, it is time to reveal the winning wow.
But before we do, let's do a quick review.
We gave you three scientific statements about animal feces and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A? There's a type of caterpillar whose feces resembles the shape of a bird.
Or was it B? The methane in animal feces can be used to create electricity.
Or was it C? Pink sand is actually made up of butterfly fish feces.
And to answer today's question, joining us by phone, it's Oliver from Washington, D.C. Oliver, what's the wow?
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Oliver. I'm 7 years old, and I live in Washington, D.C. My wow is that animal poop can be turned into electricity. Say hi to Thomas Fingerling for me.
Winner, winner, electricity for dinner!
If you guessed B, that the methane from animal feces can be used to create electricity, you found the winning wow.
The key to cleaner energy might just be to dirty it up a little. Turns out that when you let cow poops decompose, they produce a methane-rich biogas that can be turned into power. You can also dehydrate poops to generate a fuel similar to coal energy.
Now, if you guessed A or C, you weren't too far off. While there isn't a caterpillar whose feces resembles a bird, there is a caterpillar, commonly known as the bird poop caterpillar. And this caterpillar can camouflage itself as a bird poop to defend itself from predators.
And if you guessed C, it turns out the pink sand beaches of Hawaii actually come from parrotfish poop. These parrotfish grind up the coral skeletons they eat and excrete it as sand. They produce hundreds of thousands of pounds of sand or poop each year.
Now, Mindy, why don't you tell our winning wowzers what they've won?
Well, Guy Raz, all of our winning wowzers today will be taking home their very own invisible toilet paper raincoat. This cozy and fashionable piece came straight to us from a failed runway run at New York Fashion Week. It might not protect you from the rain, but it is two-ply.
Okay, well, congratulations to all of the winning wowzers. That's just about all the time we have for today.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Don't Lose It, Reuse It.
We talked a lot today about different ways that human and animal waste can be reused to make paper and generate energy. Once it's properly cleaned, of course.
We challenge you to reuse something, too. But just to be clear, we do not want you to reuse anything that should be flushed down the toilet.
Find something around your house that you typically throw away, like a snack bag or a straw or a sheet of paper. And instead of throwing it away or recycling it, find another use for it.
Maybe that snack bag can be turned into a purse, or a sheet of paper can be turned into a tiny origami hat.
And don't forget to take a photo or a video. Grown-ups, you can upload pictures and videos to us at tinkercast.com/share.
And be sure to come back on Monday for a brand new episode of Wow in the World, and again on Friday for a new episode of Two What's in a Wow.
Until then, keep on wowing! Two What's in a Wow is produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Our writers' team is made up of Anna Zagorski, Darnell Walker, and Heba Gouda.
Jason Rabinowitz adds the wows as our audio producer. Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight. Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team. And Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Special thanks to Anya Grundman and the team at NPR.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their three-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Also, Two What's in a Wow is now a book. Find the Two What's in a Wow Think and Tinker Playbook wherever books are sold, or visit tinkercast.com/shop for more info.
And if you'd like to become a member of the World Organization of Wowzers, where you can get an autographed picture of me and Mindy, an exclusive t-shirt, magnifying goggles, special activities for each episode, and much more, visit tinkercast.com to find out how.
And for more up-to-date news, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Wow in the World. Our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
Finally, if you're a kid with a big wow to share, it could be used on an upcoming episode of Two What's in a Wow. Call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening. Now go forth and find your wow.
Two What's in the Wow is made by Tinkercast.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd. But we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Wow in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.